Yeah, what up world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can a player play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy, huh? Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
Oh, yeah. players in the house, along with the usual suspects. You know, we always, today we in full black, got his Ray-Bans on and his black power hat on, talking about power to the people, scooted down in the back, talking about the man ain't gonna get us. If y'all don't know who I'm talking about, it is Sir K. Diddy Esquire, the Elixir of Love. What's up, bro?
All right, man. You got to say the Elixir of Love the right way. You got to pronounce it correctly. It's the Elixir of Love. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. We got another heater for you this week.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. This week we're talking about let's take it to the streets. Finally, the sleepers have awoken. We're in the streets making our voices heard, and the politicians and the corporations have to know that enough is enough, Dennis. We here at Can a Player Play try to be very proactive in our approach to life pertaining to love, finances, you know, religion, politics. Whatever it is we talk about, we try to be very proactive. We are firm believers in forward moving. We are firm believers in positivity and speaking up on what's yours. And that's what we're trying to talk about in Can a Player Play. As the title suggests, it is discussing the game of life and how we adjust to it. Y'all know your boy been on here for months now saying, We too quiet. Occupy Wall Street is in full effect. And a lot of cities and states all over the United States, people have finally had enough. The revolution is slowly coming together because we're not free anymore, people. We're trapped by death. We used to be trapped by slavery and racism. Oh, no, all that is out the window now. It has gone biracial, triracial, and I don't know what the next one comes after that. We are all trapped by credit cards and trapped by banks. They are the biggest pimps, corporations. We're trapped by the fickle, very fickle dream that once was is no more, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what we're discussing today. If you want to chime in, I see the switchboard lit up. You can press the number one to join in. And thank you so much for joining us. We greatly appreciate all the love for everybody who checks us out live iTunes and in the archives. Go ahead, K. Diddy.
No, I was just going to say, for those that wasn't with us last week, you might want to listen to last week's show because it kind of almost leaves a solid foundation to this week's show, so you kind of have some idea of what's really out there, what you're really dealing with, you know, from the people on all levels. That would be a good start.
Oh, absolutely. And for those who don't know, last week I'm going to call him a gentleman because I am a gentleman, called in and informed us that he just don't like us because we black. And that was the basis of his conversation. There was nothing else to it. He hated us straight up because he's black. But like I told him, have his mama call me. We'll work out all the details. We're going to keep it moving.
Well, we think that things have changed, but I think people really need to take stock in what's going on all around them, you know what I mean? Because these politicians that's running this country and making policy that which we have to live by turn out to be those are some of the most dysfunctional people, but yet and still we voted for them and put them in office because we didn't do our due diligence. So I'm glad that finally we are waking up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I could have said it better. My doggone self, this is a topic that, if I sound a bit more excited than I normally am, it's because I feel some measure of pride. You know, I've been, go check the archives. This show has been one of the shows that's been discussing this coming down all this week. And sometimes we all got to start the lone voice in the wind, and one becomes two becomes three becomes four, and four can become thousands. We're all a part of this movement, ladies and gentlemen. We have been far too passive in the affairs of this country, which we call home, this country where that our children are going to be left with our shit to deal with, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. This is the moment where we have got to take stock of our lives, not only because, you know, some of you might be like, well, Pretty Tony, what does that have to do with love, huh? If you ain't got income and you don't have a life, you damn sure ain't got time to be worried about love.
No, you ain't going to have no love unless you love being hungry.
That's a good one. I like that, like my man KD said. Unless you like being hungry or love it. You understand what I'm saying?
I can't think of no woman that I ever heard, let me go out and meet this man so I could be hungry with him.
No, I don't think anybody. I've never heard that one either, brother. I've never heard that one.
No.
So you said she ain't volunteered to join the sea line.
Ain't too many homeless people married.
You know. So, and by the way, please do not interpret my laughter as making light of the seriousness of what K. Diddy is saying. It amuses me because it's funny the way he interjected that into the conversation. And it is the truth. We've got to become much more proactive. We have been far too dormant. We have been literally doormat for politicians and corporations as they have run buckshot over this country for the last 40 years. I read a quote somewhere this week, and I'm not going to take it for myself, but I'm going to make sure I put it out there because I kind of agree with it. Somebody wrote, how could somebody who does not disagree with reducing everything that the have-nots don't have disagree with taxing somebody who's wealthy by 3% more? And that is a very logical conversation. When I have these conversations, I am not a Democrat nor am I a Republican. I am a man of life. I'm a man of love. I'm an advocate for the people who have very little. That is who I am. I am not one of these Obama zealots who want to follow Mr. Obama off the cliff, or Mr. Jay, whatever the Speaker of the House's name is, follow him off the cliff. I am somebody who's looking at things from a very logical standpoint. I'm looking at things from the standpoint where, as if you are so quick. Chop away from the education budget, if you are so quick to chop away from programs that help those who can't help themselves, if you are so quick to cut down on food and nutrition programs, you're so quick to chop the EPA, the FDA, all these things that have been put in place for years that I do agree need to be tuned up because they're like these huge dinosaurs that just gobble up too much and do too little. But cutting them down to nothing does not benefit any of us. As this food scare with the listeria and the cantaloupe should show people that we need more FDA inspectors over there. Too many of us in the United States of America live with a false sense of security, whereas we believe, okay, yeah, everything is cool. Everything is not cool.
It's funny how that is. People don't think it's serious or it's important until it affects them or somebody close to them.
Yes, sir. But the truth be told is this. As goes this country, as goes all of us. So if the Titanic is going down, we are all on board. Trust and believe. 78% of this nation is living from paycheck to paycheck, which means most of us are one paycheck away from homelessness, but most people are not aware of that. How many people have, as the wonderful financial advisors like to tell us, oh, you should always have a six-month rainy day fund? How many of us have spare change like that? to have a 6 month slush fund.
I don't even know how many of us have financial advisors. Because by nature of the name itself, you have to have finances to have somebody to advise.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and I need somebody to tell me what to do with my EBT card.
No.
Should I know how much sardines cost?
And that is the truth. In this whole, as humorous as what KB says, it is the truth. How many of us truly have a financial advisor to tell us what to do with our EBT card? You know what I'm saying? So we're looking, we have got to stop looking through rose-colored glasses, ladies and gentlemen. Things are not great. The only reason a lot of us are not in soup lines or in soup kitchens at the moment are the wonderful social programs that and safety nets that were put in place to ensure that this fine nation and its occupants do not end up like we were. We are deemed this last financial cycle we just came out of was just as bad or even as worse than the Great Depression. But most of us would never know that because there are so many safety nets that have been put in place. Have some of these safety nets been abused over the years? Yes. I, for one, agree that there should not be generational welfare where the grandmother, the grandmother, the mother, the daughter, or the grandfather, the son, and the grandson are hooked to welfare state. I completely agree with that. But I do not think we need to strip the vessel completely down because once you remove these safety nets, the people who truly need it are going to suffer. I think it needs to be fine-tuned. I think more of an effort should be made to rein in Medicare fraud where doctors in the hood are charging us for things that we ain't never got and becoming wealthy as he drives his Lamborghini home. Just the way, and here's where I'm about to set it off. I'm about to upset some good church folks. I think churches need to be taxed. I truly don't understand how in a church building, 90% or 95% of the people in the church are poor, but the pastor has a brand new Cadillac or Mercedes Benz.
Oh, homie, step it up, player. They driving roses now, baby.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely, yes.
You know, their kids is driving Mercedes. They driving roses.
And nobody checks the books. Nobody's checking the books. Just like on corporations. I haven't forgotten y'all, and I'm not straying away from you good folks there on Wall Street in the banks and stuff. Y'all are the biggest pimps out there. Well, we need to turn a profit. Yes, you do need to turn a profit, but do you need to squeeze every last ounce of blood out of us, the consumers? First of all, you're already charging me a monthly fee for keeping my own money. Then on top of that, you want to charge me a barrage of fees, and it's my money that made you.
Bank of America is going to start charging you a fee every time you use your debit card now. They're going to charge you an additional fee.
So we're getting stuck without Vaseline from both ends. I understand the need to turn a profit, but how much of a profit, especially when you just use taxpayers' dollars to balance your books, turn a profit off the interest of that money, gave it back to us, and you still got your credit freeze on. Home sales in this country, home loans in this country, just hit an all-time low going back to the 1930s. Corporations are recording massive profits. But once again, the Republicans, and I like to do this public disclaimer, I am not a Democrat. I am an independent, free-willed man who thinks But once again, the Republicans are saying, oh, no, we can't tax corporations. Why? How can you sit there and tell me, no, don't tax him, who I know has hundreds of thousands, but just quick to say, oh, well, yeah, by the way, that man right there, $20, need to step it up. He's lazy. You're not seeing really what's happening. To my brothers and sisters out there marching in the streets, it's about time. Please keep it nonviolent as possible, but our voices need to be heard. If you cannot go to a protest, get the number to your state senator's office. Start calling. Start faxing. Start emailing so they understand. We sent you there. And I'm going to come down off my pulpit for a moment, children. And I want to thank y'all for listening to the show. We greatly appreciate everybody that's tuned in. As usual, the show is brought to you by www.worldmovement.com. Check the website out. Check the books. Check the music. Got the movies in the works. And hell, there might even be a clothing line in the works. www.worldmovement.com. As we keep the show rolling, anybody that wants to join the conversation, you are free to do so. Press the number one, jump in, chime in. Let me see. We're going to take a quick little musical break right here. And we're going to do something like this.
Straight from the heart to you. Girl, you know, you make me feel brand new. Over and over and over again. Sweet lady, Miss Lynn, I got something to tell you. Listen to me, yeah. On my mind, I elected to keep my feelings well protected. I acted like a fool, trying to hide my heart from you. And never have I felt this way, or had the nerve to say, girl, I'm so into you, so into you,
into you.
Though I may not show it, I'm so into you. So into
you,
I open up my heart to you,
into you, into you, into you.
As a boy, I grew up feeling lonely and never in love. Now I've just begun to understand what it means to find romance. And I'm hoping you understand this lonely man. Girl, I'm so into you. I'm so into you.
Yes, indeed, that quick little musical interlude was brought to you by the man, Mr. David Cole. Once again, www.worldmovement.com. Check him out. We back live on Can a Player Play. We're talking about taking it to the streets. Anybody that wants to join the phone conversation, press the number one. You're more than welcome to express yourself. Even if you want to hate on us, we'll take it. Speak your mind. That's what we're talking about on the show today. I just hit up the chat room and let everybody know, free your mind from mental slavery. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got to wake up and smell the coffee. And I am glad, you know, it's starting small, but it's going to grow. Too much has gone on for too long. the politics of obstructionism, the politics of just being there. Like another thing I want to put out there, because I never know who's listening to this show, because it's amazing stuff here at the show. When I look at the numbers, I'm like, wow, that is one of the reasons, and I tell everybody this, that's one of the reasons I make sure that each show, as we sit here and we discuss stuff, is about something. When you get a little bit of podium, and this is what this is, you don't just sit and have idle conversation. You have conversation that should tweak the mind, should tweak the spirit to act in a better way. And that's what Can a Player Play is all about. When it started creeping up into the tens of thousands, I was like, wow. And if there's ever a week that you hear a rerun on the show, trust and believe it, because I don't want, or we, let me rephrase that, we don't want to just come on here just to be here. We got to be on here talking about something. Now I'm going back to the politricians, as I like to call them. I don't believe anybody in Washington should be there for 20, 30 years as in any way, shape, or form. That makes you a career politician, and as history has always shown, career politicians lose track of exactly what it is they were sent there to do. They've gotten used to the good life. They've gotten used to eating in the finest restaurants and not paying the bills.
Are you trying to say they got used to that salary?
Yes, and the wonderful, once again, the hypocrites that they are. Ladies and gentlemen, how can somebody whose retirement packages include health insurance for life for them and their family have the gall, the absolute gall, to look on somebody who is struggling from day to day and say, you know what? I'm going to close down that drug rehab center because we just need to cut back. We need to cut back. We need to cut back. Let's close that drug rehab center that's helping people get their lives together. But, oh, by the way, keep paying your taxes so that my wonderful health insurance, which I can go anywhere and use at any time without any limitations, I get to keep that for life. Shah, a lot of y'all didn't know that, did you? Check it out. Check it out. These protests, you know, when I saw all these protests about Obama's health care reform, it amazed me that a concept of universal health coverage for me, you, he, she, and the old lady could touch such a nerve that people would be in the streets calling this man the Antichrist, and as Hank Williams Jr., shout out to Hank Williams Jr., Adolf Hitler, and stuff of that nature. Healthcare reform. Did I agree with all aspects of the bill? No. But I think as taxpaying Americans, there should be some system in place to help us have a healthy nation, as emergency room costs are already too high. That is one of the biggest drains on the Medi-Cal and Medicare healthcare plans, is emergency room care, because people don't have wellness care. We should all be engaged in the business of wellness. You've got to heal your mind, you've got to heal your soul, you've got to heal your spirit. If you have a physical ailment, you should be able to see a doctor before it gets to the point that you have to end up in an emergency room, whereas a $70 doctor's checkup now becomes an $8,000-$10,000 bill, because you are at the latter stages of something that could have been handled 6 months ago. What we should have been in the street protesting the bank bailout, stemming back all the way from the Bush era. What we should have been in the streets protesting about, as it has been proven, is two wars that we ain't had no business fighting. Those wars were about money, greed, bottom line, straight to the point. You don't have no program in the United States of America where they're handing out duffel bags of $100 bills, but in countries like Afghanistan and Iraq where we're engaging in war, they're giving away duffel bags of money to contractors. Oh, you're supposed to build this highway. Well, give me $1 million. A year later, the bridge or the road is not constructed. They need to bring that over here. I guarantee you they'd see better results. Let's start saying to young people, you know what? We're going to start paying y'all for going to college. See how many people would choose college over gangbanging. The technological advances of the world, the United States of America, is falling behind because we don't have a highly educated nation. And there was a time when we were the premier country when it came to that. But we're cutting the education budgets.
Well, this country started outsourcing everything too, Tony. They started outsourcing everything. Now, we really don't have a lot of qualified technicians anymore. Because they, like you said, they cut all the education out and they start outsourcing everything. Now who's going to manufacture anything from the United States? The United States is bringing in everything from everybody else.
There you go. These are the problems we're leaving with. This level of selfishness and greed has got to stop. Now the unions, y'all on my radar too. I'm a firm believer in unions, but over the years, y'all have gotten too big, and y'all have gotten to the point where y'all have taken things for granted. I'm a firm believer in the rights to have a union, but I also believe that unions should be reasonable. If a company is struggling, there's no way we can continue to pay you $50 an hour if we're not making money on the level we were before. So the contract should be open to renegotiation, bring those salaries down a little bit, and bring the health care costs down. It's not written in stone, because if the company dies, your doggone membership dies anyway. Common sense, I keep telling you. That is what is lost in all of this. Logical thinking and plain freaking common sense. My mother always used to tell me when I was a little boy, never let them see you sweat. Never let them see you sweat. And that's what the United States used to do very well. We would hold our head up with pride and try to forge ahead and persevere. But now we whine and we complain instead of trotting on. That whole fiasco with the debt ceiling and all this stuff should have been handled behind closed doors, because above all else, the image of this country has now been tarnished. And believe it or not, as goes the United States, as goes the rest of the world. That is just a fact. We can't start this Americanism stuff and, you know, oh, well, let's default on all our loans and all of that. That is madness. And what is crazy to me is that some of y'all are really listening to this malarkey. If China starts calling in her debt, we're all screwed. We owe them too much money. So if anyone is to start losing faith in the federal system, you figure it out. Let's believe in each other more. Take it to the streets, people. My brothers and sisters out there marching, take it to the streets. Enough is enough. Banks are foreclosing on homes that they knew. When you look at the very heart of the things we have just been through, these financial institutions came up with financial concoctions. That's exactly what they are, like a big old pot of gumbo, a little bit of this, this, and that. They were so complex that no human being can unravel them, because they were computer-generated theories. That's all they were. They took them and ran with them to make profits. And now these same people want us to believe that, oh, we're treating them so wrong. How can a CEO of a country be making something like 437% more than the rest of the people in the corporation? The corporation is built on the backs of the people that are there working.
my question still becomes, how was that allowed in the first place?
There you go. Going back to all this deregulation prep, and, you know, we always make the same mistake. It's either we overregulate or we deregulate too much. What's happening is nothing more than a recycled version of the savings and loan fiasco of maybe two decades ago. And we can just keep going back and back and back, and all this reveals itself to us. We deregulate too much or we overregulate too much. What about in between? If a coal company is spewing out poison into the river, why shouldn't we regulate them? Why shouldn't the EPA be able to test the water and say, hey, 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 you need to install better filters, you're going to kill people? These are the things, ladies and gentlemen, that are out there that, like K. Diddy said so well earlier, until it affects you or your son or your daughter or your father. Oh, that don't bother me because you don't live close to that river, but it should bother you because we all live in this place together. Yes, indeed. Channel for your play in the building. We're gonna keep the show rolling right along. We've been on the world movement roll last 40 minutes or so. We've been rolling world movement artists once again. As always, the show is brought to you by www.worldmovement.com. All y'all wondering, well, who's the voice I'm listening to? This is your boy, Pre-Tone, author of the book Playology. You know, play your set your game up. Who is she and what is she to you? Got a new one in the works right now, working on it. I'm in the lab tweaking a little bit. But anyway, my man Tupac. Yeah. And before I go into Tupac, so whoever is coming out with the Tupac sex tape that you're trying to sell it, please go get a life. Seriously, there have got to be limitations to the things we want to do to hustle, man. Let the man's memory rest in peace. If he was alive, I'd be like, do your thing, but dude is dead. If you want to sell it to somebody, go sell it to his family. They got enough money off his royalties, so they can put that where that belongs, in the back of a vault somewhere. Get a life.
Looking for these better days.
The question our lifestyle, look how we live. Smoking weed like it ain't no thing. So even kids wanna try now, then lie down and get ran through. Nobody watches and clocking the evil man do. Faced with the demons, addicted to hearing victims screaming. Guess we was evil since birth, product of cursed demons. Cause even our birthdays is cursed days. A born thug in the first place, the worst way. I love to see the block and peak with no more dealers and crooked cops. The only way to stop the beat. And only we can change. It's up to us to clean up the streets. It ain't the same. Too many murders, too many funerals, and too many tears. Just seen another brother buried, plus I knew him for years. That vibes family, but what could I say? Keep your head up and try to keep the faith. And pray for better days. Better day, better day. Hey, better day. Thinking about better days. Better day, better day, better day. Hey, better day. Got me thinking about better day. Thinking back as an adolescent, who would have guessed that in my future years I'd be stressing, say the ghetto sick and corrupt. Plus my PO won't let me hang with the brothers I grew up with. Trying to keep my head up and stay strong. All my homies slanging yayo all day long, but they wrong, so I'm solo and so broke. Saving up for some jewelry, cause they dope. I got a girl and I love her, but she broke too. And so am I can't take her to the place she wanna go to. So we argue and play fight all day and night, making passionate love to the daylight. Plus we about to get evicted, can't pay the rent. Guess it's time to see who really is your friend. Tell me you're pregnant and I'm amazed. So many blessings while we stressing, looking for the better day. Better day, better day.
all of you out there that's knocking my man, Mr. Herman Cain, listen to the man before you knock him. Y'all jumping on him when he said his father taught him to be prudent and respectful and move to the back of the bus. Some of y'all want to jump on this comment and say, well, oh, he should have been fighting like Martin Luther King. Let's be realistic. Let the truth be told. Not every black person was involved in the civil rights movement. Not every black person was out there protesting. There were some people who wanted to, for their own personal reasons, they just wanted to duck down and not make no waves. Maybe they were protecting their children. Do I agree with this on a personal note? No. But who are we to judge them? You folks are always sitting on the sideline quarterbacking. That's what his daddy told him to do, and that's what he did. His daddy told him, move to the back of the bus. So that's what he did. How you going to knock the man for that? That's just my humble opinion, though. He's moving up in the polls, y'all. Keep your eye on him. Okay, Diddy, you sure are quiet over there.
Well, I'm just listening because I agree with the non-judgmental part. You know, I agree with that. You know, I feel like there's good and bad in all of it, you know. I guess some say that the guy shouldn't have went back to the bus since supposedly we fought for the right to sit wherever we sit, but by the same token, he was following instructions. So, I don't know. Again, people are saying what they should and should not do instead of trying to fix them.
There you go. I think you once told me a story, or maybe you said it on the air, about when you were a young man, sir, to go to the movie theater, you had to go up the fire escape into or the window or something to that effect?
Yeah, absolutely. That was a true story. I definitely know what it is to feel that whole slavery thing, you know, because we had to watch the movie from the balcony. Well, we weren't even allowed to sit downstairs, and you were able to go outside in the rain and the snow around to the front and buy your popcorn and go back outside through the rain and the snow back up in the balcony through the fire escape. But the good thing about that, because during the intermission after the movie, you know where all the leftover stuff went. You know, so it was some pleasure in that. But yeah, I know about that whole slavery thing a lot better than most. You know, a lot of people think it don't exist today, but it still does. It still does. You know, we still dealing in a racist society that's ran by a whole lot of people that look at a lot of other races as servants, second-class citizens, and whatever they get, they supposed to have, and you're supposed to shut up, be quiet, and be glad for what you got, however little that is. Don't question the people that make the rules. Unfortunately, that's their mentality. And it is what it is. And until we as a people understand and accept the truth of that, we are not going to make any changes.
There it is. Listen to the voice of reason and the voice that has experienced some of the things that a lot of us younger people have only read about in books and seen in movies. A lot of us don't relate to it. And as the man said, I personally believe slavery is still real because in other countries you have people who are enslaved. You have people, the wonderful sneakers that you're wearing is produced in some sweat factory where a woman works all day to make 75 cents, while that same shoe is sold for $150. These are the things we've got to take into account and understand that everything has cause and effect. Once again, we've been looking at life through the rose-colored glasses like, oh, we're all so fine, America is fine. But what has happened is the world has come crashing in and the truth has revealed itself. We are not fine, ladies and gentlemen. The dress on the outside of Lady Liberty may still look good, but what's going on up on the sleeve of her dress is problems. Her damn stockings are running, got holes in it. Her drawers got holes in it. Her bra string is coming on down.
Hell, the whole statue's starting to have cracks.
We've got to do something about this. I was watching a program the other day that spooked me out of my mind when they were showing about the infrastructure of this nation with the bridges and the dams and the reservoirs and the canals and the horrible shape, things that we take for granted are in. Some of these things haven't been repaired in 50 years. Some of these things are just barely holding on. But what the wonderful people have done once again, they have cut the budget of the people that are supposed to inspect these things because they don't see the relevance of them. These are things that we have let happen until something catastrophic happens like Katrina. Everybody down in New Orleans knew that if a big enough hurricane come through there, those barriers were not going to hold up. They had been saying it for years. Been saying it. They had been knocking their head up against political red tape on top of more red tape. But it took that disaster for us to realize, oops. It took that bridge collapsing. I think it was in Minnesota. One of those places where the bridge collapsed. You know, don't hold me to the state. I don't quite remember. Because, you know, I think about a lot of things that, you know, that just go far and wide. For them to realize they needed to inspect their bridges after the bridge collapsed. It shouldn't take that. But, you know, the cost of living is going up. They have an old statement about it. They said it don't affect our bank books. It don't affect us. Well, it has now affected our bank books. It's affecting all of us. Small business, which is the driving force behind this entire nation, are folding at a rapid rate while certain banks are getting bigger. What happened with this too big to fail? They were never going to let none of these financial corporations get that big, that they're too big to fail. It is happening all over again. These stumbling, bumbling giants are growing bigger and bigger and taking in more money. And guess what? When the shit hit the fan, guess whose door they're going to come knocking on? Here's a radical thought. All those hundreds of billions of dollars they bailed the bank out, they could have sent each and every American $15,000, and it still would not have amounted to the amount of money that they spend on the banks. And I bet you that would have stimulated the economy, because any way you looked at it, that money would have went back into the economy. If you took it to the bank to bank it, the banks would have still gotten it. If you went to Walmart to buy more TVs, and buying more stuff, that would have stimulated the economy. If we went out and bought automobiles, that would have stimulated the economy. Any which way you look at it, if we had went to the local swap meet and bought up just hundreds of Jordans and stuff, it still would have stimulated the local economy.
I said that same thing a long time ago. That was, you know, too much like right. They turned around and gave the money to the same people that created the problem in the first place.
Yes, sir. But that would have been so wrong, right? That would have been so wrong. If you had went out and bought a home, anything you did, it would have made its way back into the economy.
Oh, yeah, because you got to spend it somewhere.
Hell, you could have been the most ignorant ass on the planet and said, you know what, I'm going to go blow this whole 15 G's, dog. I'm going to buy every cell phone there is and every flat screen, and I'm going to put them all up in my house. It still would have went back in the economy. You could have went and bought $15,000 worth of clothes. You could have paid off your credit cards. Whatever you did with it, it would have been back into the economy. And then they could have been like, well, you know, you're a part of the debt, so now we all got to help pay it. And who could have argued? Because you spent the money. I'm sure somebody would argue, but whatever. Topic for another show.
Some things are too much like right.
Yes, sir. Wow. Time flies when you're having fun. We're down to the last 4 minutes of the show. We always want to make sure that we tell everybody thank you so much for listening to us. Two brothers come on here. This is our therapy session. And we come on here every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to discuss point of view, to discuss things that are on the mind, on the conscience. Hell, sometimes it's our own personal damn business we talk about. But y'all don't know that. But I ain't going to tell you what the topics we're talking about.
Hey, man, we had Freeway Rick on the show the other day, and he was talking about his situation. You know, they trying to violate his parole because he's been trying to educate young blacks about the system and not getting caught up in the system and not putting himself in a position to have to go to jail. And they trying to shut him down and violate him as a result of that.
Wow. You see, Freeman, he's in one of those really peculiar situations that his life unmasked a very ugly, ugly wound in our nation's society. But at the same time, what it did was that put a marker on him that even if he spits outside, they're looking for a reason. That man probably has to walk on eggshells.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy. I mean, because he had a powerful message, man. The guy to go to jail for what he did, you know, he's not in denial about it. He knows it's wrong. But having done 20 years and going in, not able to read and write and come out an attorney and try to do something positive in the community and for them to shut him down, I mean, if we don't educate our own and try to teach our own, I mean, where are they going to get it from?
And you don't say. And that is a message that resounds very well with Can a Player Play over here, because that is the whole point of having the conversations that we have here. Mr. Rick is a personal inspiration to me because I have been saying sometimes you have to crawl to the bottom of the barrel and crawl back out so you can live to tell the tale, and he has most assuredly done that.
Well, some people just play the hand that they were dealt until they find out it's a better way. You know.
There you go. There you go. So we're down to the last minute and a half of the show. We want to thank everybody that tuned in. We want to thank everybody who's going to check us out in the archives, all the good folks on iTunes. And we want to encourage people to become a part of the movement. As always, we want to ensure that we thank our sponsor, World Movement Records, for taking care of the show, ensuring that we have this podium. Check the website out, www.worldmovement.com. Of course, you know, the books. Don't forget the books. Support the movement. You know, the books may not pertain to a lot of the things we talk about, but there's still lessons to be learned in there. Because I like to tell people this. You can't come to a basketball game with football rules. And each volume of the book addresses different things when it comes to different aspects of relationships. And if you want to be a player, you're teaching you how to be. Just like on the show, we're trying to teach you how to play the game of life. Mr. K. Diddy, tell the good folks where they can holler at you at.
I'd also like to say at the Foundations Week, thus so is the structure. But I could be reached at Lamont@worldmovement.com or Google me. Hey man, look, I'm just trying to raise. Hey, look,
Google.
I'm just trying to raise a rating. Lamont Patterson, just Google me. You know, I'm just trying to raise a rating. They told me if people don't Google you, your name won't come up all the time. So. Google me.
Please, Google Lamont Patterson. As usual, we love y'all. Come back next week and join us. And this song just gets in my head, and I love it, man. So we gonna keep rocking, y'all. Holler at your boy on Twitter, Selassie Son. S Selassie Son. SELASSIESON. We gonna do it like it's our last, baby.
Can I play a play?
Hands up in the air. I just want to bet it's built in the world right here on my lap. And I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. Swear I'ma swear I'ma do it like I never had it at all. Like I never had it at all. Like I never had it at all. Hey, okay, now with that alcohol, you ain't even got it. 'Cause I'ma drink it all like it's my last. 7 in the face with a 10 in the ass.